Kane Laban joins us for our weekly kōrero. Tēnā koe, te tōkana. Kia ora, Kane, good to have you along.
Kia ora, Dale. Nice to be here, bro.
Thanks, mate. Okay, well, we've got All Blacks loss and indeed our Black Caps as well, so not a lot to celebrate in that regard. But the stage is yours. Did you get up and watch the cricket, or certainly I bet you got up to watch the rugby?
Yeah, it was a tough week for the Black Ferns. Lost their third consecutive test in a row. Yeah. Tough for the All Blacks, who have now lost three of the last five against Ireland. And the Black Caps got a telling this morning against Australia in the T20 final. So it's not often in the weekend of international fixtures that New Zealand are looking at 0-3 from our elite sides. But from the women's perspective, obviously it's going to raise some issues about, one, the quality of personnel they took on the tour, their ability to find a way forward given all the retirements that they had, bearing in mind they took 11 players on debut. There will be some talk about some players who were left at home who weren't required on the trip but were seemingly available and fit but not selected. And then obviously there will be some reviews regarding the coaching and the tactics, all of which have proved to be way short of the mark. With regard to the All Blacks, interesting what the All Blacks... So, traditionally, this is the hardest time of the year for the All Blacks to win. The end-of-season tour, it's not the first time they've been knocked over at this end of the calendar year. With the way that the rugby season is shaped, the boys start, I think, the first round of Super Rugby 2022 is, I think, something like the 18th of February. It was similar this year, so they are very long seasons. They've taken all sorts of scientific and physical advice and data away to try to find ways to keep them fresh. Some of the players, I think 11 or 12 of the players, missed the America's trip altogether and went straight to the UK. That didn't prove to work. They did the same thing, I think, back in 2018. They had one group go to Japan, and then they had the starting 15 for the first week of the English tour go straight to the UK in a bit to try to keep them fresh. But it is tough, you know, especially with all the lockdowns, a long time away. Not that I'm trying to make excuses, Dale, but it's this time of the year that the All Blacks tend to show a little bit of weariness and a little bit of tiredness. And of course, from an Ireland, Wales, England point of view, they're just at the beginning of their season and the beginning of their international season. So they are, in effect, pre-season tests before they play in their annual Six Nations competition. So obviously whatever the All Blacks are doing, they need to continue to try to tweak to get them to be at their peak. We're hearing all sorts of stories that a number of high-profile All Blacks are going to miss the opening 6 weeks of Super Rugby in 2022 for rest. So what impact that will have on the appeal of the game, and you know whether or not that's going to compel people to go to watch the games anyway when you buy your season ticket holder ticket. Or you buy a Sky Sports subscription when you turn the TV on and watch the LA Lakers, you expect to see LeBron James. And it's the same when you turn and put the Crusaders on, you expect to see Richie Moonga. So there'll be all sorts of debates come up over that. But they've got a week to go before they head back, the All Blacks. And the Black, well, of course, the Black Caps, in spite of all the positivity following their stunning win in the semi-final, they weren't able to get close to Australia in the final this morning. I didn't see it, but I've read a couple of reports that the Black Caps were well beaten in the final this morning against Australia.
Yeah, and that sort of ran with the theme too, that if you're sent into bat first, you're not going to win. Sadly, it seems at times these games lost on the toss. I think they scored 175, which is a pretty good tally, but the Aussies were able to secure that. easily enough. Still, classy act, Kane Williamson, and you know, hats off to them the way that they've held their heads up, even though they couldn't quite get the job done. Stacey Jones has been reappointed as an assistant coach here to Nathan Brown. We've got a lot of faith in Stacey's abilities, seemingly sidelined too by what we've discussed before, as you know, the Warriors tending to look elsewhere rather than back home here in Aotearoa. But good to see him with another opportunity.
Yes, very good. You know, he was back here coaching the juniors for the last couple of years, while other people who hadn't really achieved anything near what he'd done in the game had been elevated to coaching position. So, you know, it's good that Stacey is in there. It's good that a local boy from Auckland is in there. It's good that their pathway has been opened up. And I hope it's a genuine attempt to get him to first grade coaching status and given the opportunity to be in charge of the side at some point. I don't have a lot of faith in what the Warriors have done under Nathan Brown. I remember we had a similar conversation this time last year when I expressed my frustration at the Warriors not releasing the Maori players for the Indigenous game earlier in the year, and that represented to me what I thought was a very public showing of their inability to understand the tikanga and cultural aspects of coaching the Warriors team. And I can't help but see, having, you know, watched their dispirited performances at varying stages during the year, that they're not as connected as they ought to be. So I'm hoping that Stacey's influence in the team and his presence among the side will be a calming influence and will be a uniting influence for them, especially when the pressure goes on in the competition. Obviously, Sean Johnson is going to be enormous for them, and I just hope he's given the space, the time and the respect to be able to walk into a leadership role and have control of the team. Because, you know, in spite of the constant criticism he receives mainstream and social media, we all know that within the playing group, he's very, very highly regarded player. And if anybody's capable of steering that ship in 2022, it's going to be Sean Johnson. Just hoping that he's, you know, that he's injury-free, healthy, and can get a good run at it.
Same here. Good catching up with you again. Thanks, Ken. Thanks for your thoughts this week.
Got it, Brett.
Ken Laban, sports commentator, and a guy who factors cultural issues into the way that he reads international sport more than anyone.